This is the SoCal Sports Dojo,
hosted by Javi Iniguez,
Andrew Zetterberg,
the place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Team up to the power of our rivals.
Rocky Balboa.
I've never seen the Rocky movies, actually.
What?
I've never seen one of them.
You are kidding me right now.
No, I haven't seen.
Are you serious, bro?
I haven't seen a single one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're being serious with me.
I never lie in the dojo.
Dude, I'm making eye contact with you right now, and I can totally tell that you're not lying to me.
I'm not lying.
How have you not seen the Rocky movies? Those are like the greatest, some of the greatest, Rocky IV, my favorite. Some of the greatest sports movies of all time. Rocky IV, in my opinion, is the best, besides Rocky number one.
I heard it went down after Rocky III.
No, Rocky IV is so good. Ivan Dragic, Ivan or something like that. But he's just like, if he dies, he dies. He's talking about Apollo Creed and, you know. And
I have no idea who Apollo Creed is. I actually know the name because in one of the episodes on The Office, they mention Apollo Creed. But that's it. But we should talk about sports.
We should. Let's talk about the Clippers. Lob City.
The Clippers.
Yep.
They're supposed to be the new team in L.A., supposed to be winning championships.
There's only one. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one team in L.A. It's always going to be the Lakers. 16 NBA championships, just saying. It's going through a little bit of drought right now. Clippers, though, stepping up, you know, making Staples Center relevant.
Yeah, but they don't even have championship banners. They just have player banners.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's only one team in L.A. We have 16, they got zero.
41-23 on the year.
Not bad.
And they've been without Blake Griffin for a month now. He got surgery. He was out from February 9th until still now.
Yep.
No timetable, says Doc Rivers, of his return. But they've been playing well without him. They've been above 500. So, you know, they're still hanging in there. They're in the fifth spot right now with the Blazers.
Yep. Fifth spot in the West. So I actually have something to say about that. First of all, he had surgery on his elbow due to a staph infection. You know what a staph infection is?
Doesn't sound good.
It's gross, man. All right. First of all, this is how I heard about it. I heard about it in the weight room at our school here at the University of Laverne, California, SoCal Sports Dojo, broadcasting out of Laverne, California. All right. Back to the staph infection story. Staph infection is a scary thing. It's more common in wrestlers, and it's when there's a virus or, you know, when an open wound touches something that's unclean or something. I'm not too positive, but it's when an open wound touches something that's unclean and it gets infected and this infection spreads. And the infection gets so bad that if it gets too big and if it spreads too much throughout your body, they could actually amputate the part of your body that is infected.
I don't think Blake Griffin would be a good basketball player with half an arm.
No, I believe not. Just, you know, he's sitting out there. So, you know, hopefully he gets well soon. I heard that a Sunday return is possible, and a Sunday return would be huge, like you said, because they're a couple games behind the Houston Rockets, and they're actually playing the Houston Rockets on Sunday.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to get that home court, especially in the West. And sitting in the fifth seed, they would not have any home court at all. I don't think they would have trouble with the Blazers, who they would play right now. Blazers in the four spot, Rockets in the three spot.
Yes,
it's very tight. It's only 2.5 games separating those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
But playing at home in the playoffs is a huge deal. Huge deal. So Clippers definitely got to go in there and get that.
Yeah,
at home court.
Exactly. And for the Clippers, you know, they've done a lot better at home than on the road this year. At home, they're 24-9, and on the road, they're only 17-14. So
really?
That's a considerable difference, you know. So, you know, that home court advantage in the NBA, especially in the tough Western Conference, you know, it could be tough. So right now, if they're in fifth place. So right now, they'd be facing Portland. If the NBA playoffs started today, they'd be facing Portland. And Portland, you know, actually also struggles on the road. They're 15-14.
But Wes Matthews, their like sharpshooter, star two guard, just got hurt, tore his Achilles last week.
Ow.
So he's out. And the Blazers have no real depth on their team. So that's a huge loss for the Blazers. But when they play up in Portland, they're much better, you know, than they are on the road, especially come playoff time. I mean, last year, Dame Lillard hit that game-winning three at home.
That was crazy. I was watching that game.
Send the Rockets home.
Watching that game.
But the one thing that the Clippers really struggle with is closing out games. And closing out a game on the road is so much tougher than at home. Remember last year when they were playing the Warriors and they had those, like, three turnovers towards the end of the game and that pretty much lost the series for them? Oh, it was the Thunder, not the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Thunder. And they totally blew that one. That was not good. So they need that home court to have that kind of security, you know, towards the end of games. And, you know, it's still a problem today. That happened last year, the, you know, in the playoffs, the turnovers. But a week ago today, they played the Blazers at home. They were up by 10 with 3 minutes to go, and they blew that lead. They had a chance to win it. Chris Paul had a shot that went in and out, and the shot clock buzzer went off, and DeAndre Jordan, who we're about to talk about, grabbed the rebound and just held it for a second when he could have just put it back up and in.
DeAndre.
He just held the ball. So, and, oh man, DeAndre Jordan, what a character.
He's good, though.
Is he?
Defensively, one of the best in the league.
How so?
Well, if you look at his numbers.
Okay, let's look at the numbers.
I'm going to pull them up right here. Let's look at the numbers.
I know he gets a ton of rebounds. What, 14 and a half a game?
All right, DeAndre Jordan. Let's look up DeAndre Jordan. Okay. He averages, like you said, gets a ton of rebounds.
That's an overrated stat, in my opinion.
You really think so?
I mean.
I don't think so.
Teams are going to miss shots, and if you can't grab the ball when they miss the shot, then what are you doing? Especially if you're 7'1 and super athletic. Like, you better get the damn rebounds.
Well, like you said, I don't think it's an overrated stat.
Can I say damn?
I don't know. If not, then we might have to blurt that later in the outtakes. I don't know. This is a podcast, so I don't know. I don't know if everything just goes. I don't know if we could cuss on this thing. I think we can. I just think we'd have to rate it like as explicit.
I know you can say the B word on air, on live radio. You can say
the B word?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What B word?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it yet. But yes. And I think you can say damn. I'm pretty sure. I'll have to double check on that one. But back to DeAndre Jordan grabbing those damn rebounds. I want to let you know, he gets $11 million this year in salary. He's a free agent next year. How much would you be willing to pay DeAndre Jordan to have him on your team?
It depends on what team we're talking about.
Okay, we'll go with the Lakers, just because we talk about Clippers and Lakers. So if you were the Lakers, how much would you pay him?
If I was the Lakers and I was looking to make a move now?
If you were Jim Buss.
If I had to make the decision, and if I really wanted DeAndre Jordan on my team, I would give them a maximum contract.
You give DeAndre Jordan a max contract?
Mm-hmm.
$20 million a year for 5 years?
I would.
Why?
Just because there's nobody out there like him. We got to look back. We got to look at the draft, too. If we look at the draft, say the Lakers get the number one pick of the draft, finish in the bottom five this year, get the number one pick, and everybody says, all the experts, everyone's saying that the number one pick, the automatic pick, even I'm saying, is going to be Jahlil Okafor from Duke, the big man in the middle. So if they could get that, which is a reach, and, you know, it all depends on the lottery and ping pong balls and, you know, you getting lucky. But if that happens, then no, I wouldn't go after DeAndre Jordan, but it's something that I would definitely consider. You know, he's a big man. We got Julius Randle coming back next year. We have Swaggy P coming back next year. Those are the only two Lakers that are guaranteed to come back next year besides Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant in the last year of his contract. Don't know how healthy he's going to be. Don't know if he's going to be the same Kobe. So we have those three guys to build around.
All right. Well, does it concern you that he shoots only 400 from the free throw line or 40% from the free throw line this year?
Not really, because he shoots 72% from the field.
Yeah, but you know that hack of Jordan, you know, tactic.
Like the hack of Dwight,
yeah,
hack of
exactly.
Jordan.
Yeah, teams employ that, and then that's what got the Blazers back into the game last Wednesday, because you can just foul him, and he's going to make maybe one out of two from the line.
I mean, that's something that you just have to kind of roll with and hope, you know, your team. You know, it's something that I wouldn't, it wouldn't be a reason why I wouldn't sign him. You know, obviously, it's a negative. You don't want your guy getting fouled, and, you know, it's something as easy and as important as free throws. You know, it's such a vital part of the game.
How do you win championships?
Defense.
But also how? By winning in the...
paint.
In the postseason.
Oh.
You have to win in the playoffs.
I thought you were going to say the post.
Yeah, that was kind
like,
of...
Oh, DeAndre Jordan, he always wins in the post, man.
Yeah, that was kind of a misleading build-up there. He only averages 6.6 points per game in the playoffs. So, I don't know. But so you would sign him for the Lakers, so let's move on. To Los Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Who picked up a W last night on Tuesday.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you winning? Yeah. I don't understand.
But the good news is, you know, you win the game. Well, I don't know if that's good news or bad news, depending on if you're a fan of tanking. They are officially eliminated from the postseason.
They are.
Yeah, they cannot be in the playoffs anymore.
I saw that happening, I don't know, 4 months ago.
I saw that happen like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No way they were going to make it into playoffs this year. Especially when Julius Randle broke his leg.
But yeah, is he even that good?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
just kind of clinging on to that hope.
I got a scenario for you.
Okay.
So, would you trade Julius Randle, your first round pick this year, your first round pick in 2 years, because you can't trade back-to-back years first round picks, first round pick in 2 years for Kevin Durant?
That's tough.
How is that tough at all?
Just because Kevin Durant has not played this season.
You think...
You know what? You're right. I'd trade. I would not. I would just trade, you know, Durantula, come over to L.A. MVP last year. You the real MVP. Come over here to L.A. and help us win the championship. And then bring Russell Westbrook with you in another year.
Okay. No,
dude, that guy's a monster.
That's pushing it.
Monster, dude. Was it four or five triple-doubles?
I think five in his past six games. They play the Clippers tonight, don't they?
Yep, they play the Clippers tonight at 5 p.m. in OKC, actually. Go ahead and check that out. Fox Sports Prime Ticket.
Okay, well, we were talking about bringing DeAndre Jordan to the Lakers. I got a list of free agents here. And just for now, a simple yes or no from you, if you would bring them in.
To the Lakers, correct.
Yeah, and I'll give you their contract situation. If they have a player option, if they're an unrestricted free agent, meaning they can sign anywhere, or if they're a restricted free agent, meaning that they the team that has them now can match the offer. Okay, Marc Gasol for a max contract. These are all max contract players.
Yes, I would give a max contract over DeAndre Jordan, just saying.
Kevin Love.
Yes.
He has a player option.
Mm-hmm, I wouldn't.
I don't think he's going to exercise that player option, but you never know. Greg Monroe from the Pistons. He is unrestricted.
I don't think I would.
Because last year, Detroit would not offer him a max contract, and he took the qualifying offer. So LaMarcus Aldridge, unrestricted free agent.
That'd be interesting. Guy coming over from Portland, had a couple of good years there. How old is that guy? Do you know?
I got to check. I think he's in his mid-20s, 27.
Let's check right now. LaMarcus Aldridge. How old are you, guy? LaMarcus Aldridge.
I mean, he's definitely a max player, I would think. I mean, he averages 20 and 10 up in there in Portland. Strikes good chemistry.
He's 29.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. From Texas, right?
Yep.
Max contract, yes or no?
For LaMarcus?
Yep.
No.
Okay. How about, we already went over DeAndre Jordan. Jimmy Butler.
I would.
You said you're a fan of him last show.
I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Butler. He's a restricted free agent. The thing about Jimmy Butler, I feel like the Chicago Bulls are really in love with him, just like I'm in love with him. And if we were to offer him a max contract, or if we were to offer him a high contract, or I just feel like Chicago would match that, you know? And that's what I feel like. Jimmy Butler's definitely a tough one for the Lakers.
All right, I got two more for you. Rajon Rondo, unrestricted free agent.
He's too much of a headache.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, he's too much of a headache.
Especially with that recent spat with the coach.
Yeah.
And that team spiraled since then. They just got smoked by the Cavs at home yesterday. Amari Stoudemire actually called him out, called out the whole team, said, "I came here to win."
Yeah, Amari Stoudemire is not the guy to talk right now. Just that's me in my opinion, you know. He's had a couple of tough seasons in New York. He's coming over here to Dallas. Been there, a couple of weeks, and he's already taking control of this team. I'm not sure how that, you know, might settle with some of the guys there.
All right, I got one more for you. We got 30 seconds left. Paul Millsap from the Hawks.
I think I would.
You think you would? See, I've always been a fan of him.
I don't know
if
he's a max contract, but, you know, I would definitely try to pursue him.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Lakers, maybe give him that. He's kind of like a Pau Gasol type, a little more athletic.
He absolutely dominated the Lakers when he was when he was playing with the Jazz in Utah.
Because I'm a big LeBron James fan, whenever I see Paul Millsap play against any LeBron team, he always just dominates and goes off, which means he could be a big game player. So it's a good look for the Lakers.
All those guys, man. I wish we could sign every single one of them. The Lakers need some help. They need it fast.
Do the Dodgers need any help?
In the bullpen.
Really?
I think they do.
Are they struggling so far in spring training with the bullpen?
Not so much. You know, I feel like most of the guys that are getting an opportunity to throw the ball are throwing the ball well. It's just something that, you know, the back end of the bullpen is definitely a question mark, especially with Kenley Jansen going down. They need someone who can stand up and close games. You know, I think their best option right now is Brandon Lee, and you know how reliable he's been the last couple of seasons. Still kind of bitter about the contract that the Dodgers gave him a lot of money, and has definitely not lived up to that contract.
I cannot stand that guy. His hair just bothers me so much.
he's got that Hawaiian swag going.
No,
you know?
He doesn't.
He's got the tattoos, the goggles. I don't know if he's still rocking the goggles this year. He's got the faux hawk or that long mane. He's got some swag.
No, he doesn't. No, it looks stupid.
It does not look stupid. What looks stupid is the ball going over the fence or the ball not even near the strike zone. I feel like that's stupid, you know? This guy needs to throw strikes. He's got some great stuff. He's got some dirty slider.
And a dirty haircut.
he's our best option right now, and it's not something I want to rely on. I got something though. I have a scenario, a situation for you.
Okay.
What do you think about this?
Let me hear it.
The Dodgers are trying to get rid of Andre Ethier. Last week there was some news that broke that the Dodgers are willing to take more than half of his contract. It's a lot of money.
They can afford it.
They can't afford it. You know, they got tons of money over there. The Guggenheim group over there, Stan Kasten, all those guys. You know, Andrew Friedman. They know what they're doing over there. At least I hope so. And, you know, they'd be willing to eat half of his contract. And I always thought that was funny. You know, you're telling this player, like, you know what? We don't want you this bad. Or, like, we really don't want you that we're willing to pay half of your contract for you to play against us. I always thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, what about this? Jonathan Papelbon wants out of Philly. And the Phillies want Jonathan Papelbon off of their club. Would you trade, maybe swap contracts, maybe even take some of Ethier's contract? They're both on the, I believe Papelbon's on the last year of his contract. Ethier still has 3 more years, about 58 million left. Would you swap contracts for Jonathan Papelbon?
Oh. If Ethier really doesn't want to be a Dodger, then yeah. Because you have depth in the outfield and you don't need that problem. And I'm pretty sure Papelbon would be happy to leave the Phillies to come to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really been the same closer since that meltdown in 2012, I believe, when the Red Sox were 3 outs away from getting the wild card, but they blew it. Papelbon kind of blew it. Hasn't been the same since then, but maybe he just needs that new life away from the Phillies.
Yeah, he needs to get out of Philly. You know, there was that whole situation last year with the fans. He was booing them. They were booing him. You know, just he needs to get out of Philly. It was interesting, though. I believe it was this over the weekend. The Phillies were, he was pitching in a spring training game. The Phillies were playing, I forgot which team. Jonathan Papelbon was pitching in this spring training game, and he was calling his own pitches from the mound. Like, he was signaling to the catcher from the mound saying, fastball, fastball in, fastball up, fastball away. It was interesting, and he still got the guy out. I believe he struck him out, which was pretty cool. And you know, I'm just like, you know, that's not your prototypical manner or prototypical way of going about pitching. So, you know, maybe that's just another sign that he wants to be out of Philly. And, you know, I feel like if he came over to the Dodgers, he wouldn't be that problem. He just wants to get out of there so bad. He wants to win. I think he wants to win. You know, Jimmy Rollins came over here for the same reason. He wants to win. He said L.A. was his number one destination if he got traded. And I feel like, although Jonathan Papelbon came out and said the Blue Jays is where he wanted to go, I feel like he'd say yes to the Dodgers too.
Yeah, Papelbon would probably be a good fit in LA. I think so. You just convinced me a little bit.
Papelbon.
Yeah, he's a fiery competitor too.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
Playing
guy
on a team, you know, that's bottom of the NL East, not really his forte for a team. Doesn't really fit him very well.
Yeah, Kenley Jansen, you know, no timetable for him to come back yet, but when he does come back, you know, having those two at the back end of the bullpen, you know, guys like Jock Peterson is having a good spring. Yes, I'm excited for him.
Jock.
Center fielder, Jock Peterson.
Jock.
There was a point where he was hitting 712.
Whoa.
He's calmed down a little bit since then, but he's having a good, pretty good spring there for the
712?
Dodgers. Yeah.
Damn. How many at-bats did he have when he was in 712? Like two?
No, he was...
That'd be impossible.
I think he had 13 at-bats. I think he had good enough. You know?
Well, remember the name, because Eric Stamets on the Angels is hitting 1,000.
Eric Stamets? Who's Eric Stamets?
He's a shortstop. He's played in 2 games. He's had 2 at-bats, and he's hitting 1,000.
Oh, 2 ABs.
You can't get this guy out.
Woo.
No one's been able to get him out yet.
2 ABs. How many pitchers has he faced?
His OPS is 3,000.
On base plus slugging, for those of you who don't know.
He actually has a triple. But yeah, we're moving on to the Angels now.
Eric Stamets?
Yeah.
1,000.
He's not going to play at all.
I've never heard of the dude.
Yeah, me either. I saw E. Stamets on my stats here, and I had to go click on his name to figure out what it was.
Funny story. You want to hear a funny story? Was over at an exhibition game. You know how the Dodgers always play the Angels at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Before, you know, the season starts, season kicks off before opening day. It was a couple of years ago. I went to the game with my dad. It was in the later innings. All the big-name guys were already out there. You know, we had guys out there with numbers 82, 76, just the huge numbers. And was sitting behind home plate, and it was funny to hear the fans jeering. There was a guy out there who was just like, "Hey, 82, I just bought your rookie card on eBay. It was 2 cents. I was just like, "All right, man, cool." And it was like the stadium was pretty empty, so I could tell that this guy could hear him. Dodger fans gotta love him.
Well, I have to admit, I do that quite a fair amount when I go to Angel games. Those 1 o'clock first pitch times in the summer when it's the sun's beating down on you in right field. Not many fans want to go out there. And I remember there was a time when Josh Reddick on the A's was in the outfield.
Swag.
And oh no.
Spider-Man, dude. Did you see that catch that he made last year in spring?
Yeah, he's just a wannabe Mike Trout.
What?
Oh, wait, spring training catch?
Yeah.
That's impressive. We talked about how much spring training really matters.
All right, man. The catch that he made anywhere would have been impressive.
I could have made that catch.
Dude, he was like, it was, you could not make that catch.
Anyways, I was jeering the crap out of him, and he actually responded, and I loved it. He would put his hand up and just like do that talking duck thing.
It's awesome.
Where he just does that, and then he would just like put his hand up to his ear like super, like a super flicky wristy way. Yeah, he was a total tool.
That's awesome.
No.
You don't like that?
Yeah, it was okay.
And I kind of like that they acknowledge you.
And there was a time.
It's like, yeah, man, I hear you. You're not phasing me though.
Oh,
get off this.
I wasn't phasing him.
You're in the right field pavilion. I'm on right field playing for the Oakland A's in Major League Baseball. So.
But then the A's were back this last year, and Jeff Smarja was doing his long toss throw warm-ups before he pitched, and my little brother and I were just constantly yelling at him, constantly, and I yelled. When he was like maybe 20 feet away, I was like, you're going to airmail this one. And what did he do?
He
threw it like 10 feet over his partner. So I felt pretty cool then. You know, I felt like I contributed a lot to the Angels season.
Sweet.
But I wanted to say Garrett Richards for the Angels threw 50 pitches in a simulated game yesterday. So I'm pretty pumped on that. I think the Angels are going to go pretty much as he goes. He was so good last year up until he had that nasty knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that his injury was a knee injury and not something arm-related. Mm-hmm. And it's not even you're a pitcher, you would know. Is it better to have the knee that you push off the mound of hurt or the one you land on? Which one would be harder to pitch with?
I think they both suck. You think about it. You're using both of them. But I feel like the one that you're landing on probably be the worst one. Sorry, Garrett Richards. But, you know, you think about it. I mean, you're using your right leg to kind of propel yourself off the mound, but you're putting all your force on that knee when you land on it,
but
on your left knee.
For him, as a power pitcher, it's probably better that he has that knee because then he doesn't, you know, if it's weak, if his right knee is weak, yeah, we'll see, I guess.
I can't really tell just because I've never had a knee injury before.
Fair enough.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess we would have to ask Garrett Richards.
Yeah, or we'll just see because he's coming back. Coming back, baby. He'll be there by opening day at this rate, I think.
You better hope so.
Better hope so. Because as the Angels go, or as he goes, the Angels will go.
Jerry Weaver looks pretty good.
Yeah, he always does.
Let's see what Shoemaker does in his sophomore season.
Haney in his rookie season. He had a good start.
Howie Kendrick.
Mike Trout Andrew did strike Heaney out. I was supposed to.
Andrew Heaney for Howie Kendrick.
Yeah.
Second baseman for the Dodgers.
Good
best
luck.
Team in L.A. Just saying.
Yeah, Angels aren't really in L.A. I hate that move, how they became
that's
the L.A.
Dumb,
Angels.
Huh?
I wasn't a fan.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
The Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles. That's the way it's done.
The Los Angeles Dodgers of Chavez Ravine at Dodger Stadium with the huge parking lot. That should be their name.
An awesome
God, family. I hate going to that parking lot.
Well, dude, that stadium's legit.
It's kind of old.
It's not that old.
Pretty old.
They made a lot of renovations. Dude, it's the third oldest in Major League Baseball. What do you expect?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a classic. That's a historical monument.
It's no Fenway or Wrigley, though.
It's not. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
I've never been to Fenway or Wrigley. Bucket
Me
list.
Bucket list.
Definitely, for sure. Let's talk about the Kings really quick.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, real quick. They won last night.
They did. Beat the Avalanche.
Woo! Starting to make their playoff.
Making moves.
Road to recovery. But as of right now, they still are in the ninth spot in the Western Conference. Calgary and them are tied on points, but Calgary has the edge in the head-to-head tiebreaker. So Kings still have some work to do.
I think they're going to be fine. They always are.
Yeah, that's what you said a week ago.
Wishful thinking, man. Wishful thinking. That's the way it's done.
You said that a week ago, though.
About a week ago.
Yes, you did.
They won 5-2 last night. That's pretty impressive.
Against who?
I do say so myself. Against the Avalanche.
Taking a picture of you real quick. Oh, I can get that one.
Oh,
do
put
it again.
On.
Do
put
it again.
On the SoCal Twitter Sports Dojo. Oh.
But they have a road-heavy schedule. They're one of the worst road teams in the NHL. So it's, you know, they have a East Coast trip where they play 5 games in only 7 nights. So that'll be a tough one.
Tough one.
Yeah. So it's going to be a fascinating end of the season for the Kings.
I'll be tuning in.
I'll be following. And if you want updates on the Kings or any of the SoCal teams, make sure you follow us on Twitter at SoCal Sports Dojo.
SoCal Sports Dojo, that's us.
New shows every Wednesday, daily tweets.
Yep, check us out on Podomatic.com, SoCal/sports/dojo.
Slash or dash?
Dash, sorry. SoCal-sports-dojo, period, or point, period.
Period.
Podomatic.com.
Yes.
Or SoundCloud. Check us out on SoundCloud. We're on Soundcloud, too.
SoundCloud. Give us those listens.
Those listens. You're gonna love it. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back.
You're listening right now, so I'm sure you loved it.
Yep. It's the Eye of the Tiger. What?
It's the Grim of the Fight.
I like your hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Not. Go Kings, go. That does it for us this week.
Bye.
Tune in next week. SoCal Sports Dojo. I'm Javi.
I'm Andrew Zetterberg.
Peace.
Peace.
In the Middle East. What?
Please.
Okay, I need to stop.